Paddy, down to the last four. The first of the semi-finals is this afternoon. Malnus Green versus Greenlaw. I suppose a David and Goliath.
Well, a lot of people would think Malnus Green are, you know, heavy favourites for that. But look, Greenlaw played ourselves in the first round. There are no mugs. I'll tell you, Niall Conway, who worked under my father at Antrim, was a very, very good coach. He's very well set up. I was surprised how defensively well set up they were that day, because the long into that game we're going pretty well, and we're going a few friendlies against decent opposition. And the thing they have is two great forwards, and Niall Loughlin and Enderlin at club level. The two of them were outstanding on the day, and they were very, very good against Banagher in the quarter final. And as you know, Tom, to have one good forward is a bonus at club football, but to have two, you know, very, very few teams do have the men to mark two men.
And talk to me about Ballinas Green. They've been knocking on the door, the nearly men, for a few seasons.
They have been. They're solid side. Like, that's one thing about them. And as I said, Greenlaw's strength will be in the fact that the two free scoring forwards, two forwards are hard to mark. But the thing you'd say about Ballinas Green is a very, very good defence. Obviously, Dermot McBride and Mickey McBride have been about the county panel. Carlos Williams is there, and he'll play sweeper. You know, up front also that Bernie Hearn, so you know they're a very sound all round team. You say they've been knocking on the door. Probably they're missing, you know, something just again this last few years. But look, they're coming into it on the back of a very, very good one against Corian. Nobody gave them a chance there. And I teach with Ballinas Green men, and you know they're very, very confident, and it's the perfect draw for them. And look, if you get into a final, who knows? But you know, as I say, Greenlaw put up stern opposition tomorrow, and I do expect Ballinas Green, you know, to come through it. But I don't think it'll be the 8, 9, 10 points that people are quoting. I think, you know, it'll be right down to the wire. But I think Ballinas Green's a greater experience. We could maybe see them through.
And then the big one on Sunday is Slough Neil versus Glen. I suppose the experience versus a less experienced, shall we say, a young rising team. I think the general consensus is that Glen may not win the championship this year, but they're going to win it pretty soon, given the stream of success at underage they've had in recent years.
Well, this is it. The big question in Derry is, when will Glen come? And probably not many people thought that they would get to as far as they got this year, given the tough draws too. But look, they're there in merit. They're a good side. I watched them play against Lavi, and I thought they were very, very impressive. Some of them young boys, you know, are starting to shape up very, very well. They've now had a couple of years, you know, playing senior football, and their progression is very, very good. It is a derby, and they played each other, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago in the league, and for long stages of that game, you know, Glen were well on top. They actually led that game for, you know, for long periods of the first half. So there's one thing about Glen, they'll not fear Slough Neil. You know, a lot of the boys, the younger boys playing on that, would have competed, you know, them 4 or 5 years that they played in minor and under 21 finals together. So there's no love lost there. Probably on the basis of it, you have to give Slough Neil, you know, the favourites tag, and you have to expect Slough Neil to win, given the fact that they've been playing on all Ireland finals and the like. But you know, I expect Glen to be running at them. They're maybe a bit too soon in terms of maybe taking over, you know the mantle in terms of being the best team in Derry. But you know, they're definitely the experience of playing Slough Neil will stand to them in years to come. There is rumours too that Conor Glass is going to be back home from Australia for the game. Nobody knows if that's the case, but you know, it's been common practice for different club sides in Ireland throughout the last number of years. So that'll be an interesting one to throw into the mix if that does happen as well.
How big a boost would it be to have Conor Glass, even though he probably mightn't be playing Gaelic in recent years?
Well, you've seen in different years with different boys coming home to play for their clubs, there's issues with the ball handling skills, and it takes them a wee bit of time to get back onto it. You know, the round ball as opposed to the oval ball, but you know, his fitness levels alone and you know, his physique would be massive for Glen around that middle sector. That's one place where Slough Neil usually dominate teams the likes of Patsy Bradley and Paddy McGuigan and Park Cassidy in around midfield. They're very, very strong and they can dominate you there. But you know, if Conor Glass was in there to throw his weight about, a big man helping Emmett Bradley, you know, and Johnny McCamley, that would be massive for them and help them break even or maybe try and win that midfield sector, which is all important in any game.
And talk to me about Slough Neil. They just seem to go on forever and ever, and not that many great changes over the last couple of years.
No, to be honest, Tom, even here in Glenelg, you know, we're neighbours with them. You know, we haven't played them that much in the last number of years, but we'd always said if we ever were fit to play them, we felt on any given day we could give them a crack, and we wasn't that far away. But you know, I know it's only league football. They come down to play us there, you know, about 6, 7 weeks ago, and missing a host of regulars, and they absolutely annihilated us. I was so impressed with the strength they had in depth. Look, everybody knows Slough Neil, you know, throughout the country. They're just a well-tuned, finely tuned team. They don't give the ball away. You know, they work so hard for each other, and you know, as I say, they don't give the ball away. They eat out opportunities in the forward line, and I would say that the conversion rate is, you know, up around the 70-80%. You know, they don't take needless shots. They get the ball to the right man shooting the whole time, and they've great free takers, and they can punish you, you know, any time you foul them inside the 45. So Now, they're a well-tuned team, and Brenton Rodgers and Christian McCaig, they've got, you know, massive leaders in their defence, people that can really punish the bench. So, you know, there's well-rounded and balanced a team as there is in Ireland, and they're going to be very, very hard to stop this year.
Mm. It's the pupil versus master, I suppose. Mickey Moore and Slough Neil in the Gormley of Glen.
Aye, and I suppose Mickey himself is a Glen man. He'll probably have mixed emotions about, you know, about managing against his own club. I suppose it's the first time it's happened in Championship. But very much so, as you say, people against Master. Mickey's been there and done it. And, you know, one thing about Mickey, he'll know not to look beyond this game. He knows that Glenn, being rivals, are, you know, it'll be a massive skill for them to beat Slough Neil. So he'll not be looking at, you know, Derry Championships or Ulster titles or possible titles at all early game. He'll be fairly focused on this game. And, you know, Andy Gormley, he's looking to earn his stripes as a manager and be a big feather in his cap if he was fit to turn over Slough Neil on Sunday.
Come half four, quarter to five Sunday evening, who's going to be the finalists?
I still think, you know, the favourites, you know, the strong favourites with the bookmakers are Ballon Screen and Slough Neil. I don't think that, you know, the price has been quoted. You know, they're as strong a favourites as what are being quoted in the bookmakers, but I do think the two teams will come through. But I do think, you know, the other two teams, Greenlaw and Glen, will put them to the pin of their collar.